What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Yeah! Final hour of the Rob Brown Show goes now. Yeah! Here on the Fan Upstate. After today, I might be. Honestly. After this, I am off the game today, baby. I'm just all, and I'm owning it. I'm owning it. All right. I don't know what it is. That's what the boss is gonna say to me as soon as I get off the air. He's gonna be like, that 4 hours, that didn't work for me, brother. For sure. I don't know what to tell you. It's a fight. It's a fight. Is what I'm going to say at 10:02 a.m. I'm out.
You probably shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I'm out today. I got to go. A siesta is not an option for me today. It is a mandate. It's not happening. I got plenty to do. I'll get it done. Cutting promos, lining up what I got to get done today, and then it's going to have to happen. Halfway here today, I'm like, I've taken in the 5 years I've been here, I've taken one sick day. In the 5 days I've been here, or 5 years I've been here, I've taken one sick day. It was the day I had to go get my teeth fixed because I broke them. That's it. That's it. That's the only sick day I've taken. The other days I've not been able to come in, I've done the show from home. I don't like taking sick days, all right? Enough of y'all out there got way harder jobs than I do to come in here and sit down and talk about football for a few hours. I don't take sick days. I was real close this morning to call Alonzo and be like, put it on the bird. I can't do it. I'm a zombie. But you know what? We got here. We slapped the Play Like a Champion Today song. We played a little AC/DC Shoot to Thrill of the Office. We jacked it up to 11, and we are rocking and rolling on the three-time South Carolina Broadcasters Association Sports Talk Radio Show of the Year, because that is what champions do.
It's weird. My Undertaker gong is gone.
Conspiracy.
It's all right, though, because I got it back.
So not a conspiracy. You just didn't see it.
No. I saved my cuts somewhere so I can get it. So I went and got it and put it back in my cart wall, but it was gone. And I have things in specific places with specific colors. So if I look at it, I know where it is, and it was gone.
Fair enough. And we're back, baby. We're back. All right. Joey B says Lonzo lost his dong. He did. He did, but he found his dong. Now he's playing with his dong.
Nope. That last one was too far.
Okay.
All right. So if you've reached that point where we're going to be concerned for the rest of the hour.
Well, then let me just knock this one out while we're right here.
Oh, no. I'm getting ready.
I'm just gonna say the name of a Division I athlete. Grand Canyon University has a golf team, and one of the things that has made NIL very interesting is that it has started to attract foreign students who want to come to these great United States of America to participate in collegiate athletics. And the U.S. golf college circuit is a fantastic breeding ground for that. It's a great opportunity for students that are good golfers from around the globe to come here, play golf, maybe make a little NIL, but if nothing else, get into the American collegiate institutional system, which is one of the best in the world. There is a British golfer. This British golfer just signed to go play for Grand Canyon University. And I'm really excited to follow his career. He is a very successful amateur circuit player in England. He is British. He has won, I believe, 3 amateur tournaments there. He has checked in the top 10 at like a dozen high-level amateur tournaments. This guy is a guy. This dude's a dude. And he signed to come play at Grand Canyon University on their golf team, which is a huge get for GCU. To get a guy that has this many amateur rewards is impressive. The gentleman's name, the young British golfer, who's going to be making his debut for GCU this season, is Harold Cox. He goes by the...
No.
What do you mean no?
You said his name.
Yeah, Harold Cox.
His name is Harold.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't need a nickname.
It's not a nickname.
No. Harold is fine.
Yeah.
We don't need a nickname.
Well, that's his real name. That's his birth name.
We don't need to know what he goes by. Harold is fine.
But that's not... You go by a different name than your real name.
I go by the name that everyone calls me and has my entire life.
I understand, but it's not your... This guy doesn't go by the name that he was given. He goes by his preferred name of Harry. So...
All right, so again, for the powers that be who are listening, it's still my job anyway, because then they'll go, yeah, but you let them do it. Just stop.
I'm just trying to inform people that there is a high-level British golfer coming to play in the United States. I think he's a guy we should keep an eye on. I don't know why you're buzzing me. This guy is probably PGA Tour quality. I suspect that one day we're going to see old Harry playing on the circuit. That's what he goes by. I think one day we'll see Harold Cox on the PGA Tour. And I think it is only appropriate that when Harold Cox makes it to the tour, we call him by the name he prefers to go by, which is Harry. That's what he's asked to be called. So I don't know why I'm getting buzzed. I mean, and on top of that, as James points out, like, you don't know any Harolds in America. Everybody that's named Harold goes by Harry, right?
Weird Harold.
Again, I don't know these people.
From the Cosby Show.
So
no, the original, the cartoon, not the, you know.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah, that one. See, you know it.
Oh, I know it. That was when elementary school.
Excuse me. Harold Ramis.
I mean, again, every other Harold goes by Harry.
No, Harold Ramis did not go by. He went by Harry.
All right,
Ramis.
There's two. The point here is.
I can probably find some more.
I'm happy to go. Most Harolds go by Harry. All right. So, Harold Cox is coming to play for Grand Canyon University. He's going to be on the tour one day. And I think it is fair, as we do with Lonzo. I think it is fair when somebody says, yes, this is my legal given name, but I prefer to be called Harry, that we honor his wishes. I think it's important. I think it's only polite that we refer to this man as the name that he prefers to be called. I don't go by my full legal given name. I don't go by Robert. I go by Rob.
You mean Rodney?
Yeah, and I go by Hot Rod, right? So nobody's going to call me Hot Rodney every time. They're going to say Hot Rod. Or, hey, Big Rod, and I'm going to go, yeah, that's me. That's me. Like, I don't. I don't know why. I'm trying to be a good reporter.
By the way, I'm getting ready to take us off stream. We just suddenly will not be streaming anymore. That's what I'm about to do.
Stream's unregulated. You got to say whatever you
want. Yeah, it is.
Stream's unregulated.
No, but the temptation for you is the problem.
I don't.
You are bad people.
I don't know what
bad
you're talking
people.
About.
I ain't answering the phone. Okay, so if you're calling right now,
Lonzo, I'm not answering the phone.
I'm not answering the phone.
Got to answer the phone. That's callers always come first on the Rod Brown Show, on the Big Rod Brown Show. Callers come first. I think it is important.
I hope they're complaining.
I think it's not fun. This is of the highest journalistic standards, people. Grand Canyon University has just brought over a top flight amateur British golfer, and I want you all, don't we want to advertise the stars of tomorrow? We got the TGL going up tonight on ESPN. I'm super excited about that. I'm really pumped. You don't need to type in the name. I still haven't got my software.
Maybe you have to type it in so I can remember.
Oh, that's fair.
Because
okay.
I don't know how quickly you're going to go to the call.
His name Harold by chance?
No, but if you went for 12 minutes from now, I might forget who they are.
Yeah, we only got like 2 minutes left, 3 minutes left, and I get a call. I'm simply pointing out that there is a young up-and-coming British amateur golfer who's joining Grand Canyon University. I think this guy is tour quality. He's got a bunch of trophies already. He's going to be playing for a college golf national championship. And I think that it is important that if Harold Cox wants to go by a different name, that we honor those wishes and call him Harry, which is what he prefers to be called. That's on his golf profile page, on his tour page. Yeah. He goes by Harry. And I think it's only fair if somebody says, I want to be called Harry, that, you know, we say we accept that. We accept you for who you are and what you want to be called. So, good luck to Harold Cox. I'm pulling for the guy. What are you jumping for? Why are you jumping all over your side of the room over there, man? I don't understand.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Who we got on the phone line?
Chris.
Chris, welcome to the show, big dog. Good to have you, partner.
It's a pleasure to be here, and I think my favorite moment of 2025 thus far with the Rob Brown Show would have to be Rob attempting to explain that people who are named Harold go by Harry today, and as the retort from Lonzo to try and so that quote-unquote young people know what he's talking about, references a show that hasn't been on in 35 years as the only Harold he can come up with. Nice pull, Lonzo.
By the way, I came out with Harold Ramis next. So, I mean, I could find some other Harolds.
Oh, another person who hasn't made a movie in 25 plus years.
Because he just died. Because he just died like 2 years ago.
Very relevant. Totally get it. So I want to hit CFP and WWE real quick. I know you've got a lot going on here this morning. I want to start with WWE. Excellent debut of Raw on Netflix. Some things that left me questioning. I don't understand why they didn't have Solo go over. I think there's a lot more storylines you can do with it from there if you have Solo go over. But I get it. First time you're getting a whole bunch of eyeballs on there. You have the faces go over. Especially a guy, I mean, it's pretty easy to have the scene of him with the pyro going off with his finger up. I get all of that, but just feel like a lot more could be done if you kept it going with having Solo getting the victory as opposed to Roman going over there. And my CFP that I want to kind of ask a question to you guys, after Jeremiah Smith, can you make the case that the two most impactful players left in the CFP belong to Penn State with Abdul Carter and Tyler Warren being perhaps the two most impactful players left in the CFP after Jeremiah Smith?
Now, when you say impactful, you were talking about on the field, correct? Because otherwise, sure. Quinn Ewers is the only guy that's getting talked about, and it's driving me crazy because I'm going to tell you right now, I think Quinn Ewers is the most overhyped quarterback. Not that he's bad. He just ain't that good. Quinn Ewers has floated more footballs away from wide receivers. Like, Texas is a national championship caliber team without a national championship caliber quarterback, but that's a different story. I don't think that argument.
The reason I bring those two up is you've got Tyler Warren, who won the Mackey Award for best tight end in college football.
Sure.
Finished seventh in the Heisman Trophy voting. Abdul Carter, who finished second in the Bednarik Award for being the best defensive player in college football. And they've both been hugely impactful in the CFP through two rounds thus far. It just feels like those are two guys that I don't know that any other team in college football has a pair of guys like that. I still think Ohio State is significantly deeper top to bottom. But in terms of just a top two guys, I don't know that anybody matches those two.
I don't think that is unfair. I will make one counter argument, Chris. Playoff Will Howard is a guy. Playoff Will Howard. Not regular season Will Howard, but playoff Will Howard has been a guy. And I think a large part of the reason why playoff Will Howard has been a dude is because Travion Henderson and Judkins running the ball out of the Ohio State backfield allow Will Howard to be a dude. Those guys are kind of the way that I used to talk about Reggie Bush, which is if they're on the field, they have an impact on every play, even if the ball's not near them. Because if they send Judkins out wide right, you got to send at least a dude and sometimes two to stay with that guy, and that opens up space on the field for Will Howard. I think that's one of those spots that I would look at, and I would say, like Reggie Bush with New Orleans back in the day, sometimes guys, Ashton Janty, pardon me, in the Boise State game, there was a play that Boise State scored on. Janty was in the backfield. He just ran to the left. They didn't even look at him. He just ran to the left, Chris. And when he took off left, two Penn State players went out and covered him when their quarterback was looking to the right, turned completely to the right. To me, that is still an impact player, even if it doesn't show up on the stat sheet. So I would argue that the running back duo of Ohio State is as impactful. But in terms of guys getting the ball and making a play right now, I do think that Penn State has put together probably the most shockingly good performances in the playoffs so far.
Boy, and it sure would be nice to have it continue. And I appreciate the time. And Lonzo, I look forward to hearing about Gone with the Wind and maybe I Love Lucy next to help get the kids hip to what's going on today.
That's good, Chris. I like that a lot.
It's very mean. I don't know why he came in mean. Although I was mean to him like last time he was on, so that was
that's
like vengeance.
Fair.
It was definitely vengeance because I don't remember what I said, but I believe I was pretty mean about it, and that's fine. It's fine.
Corn Chip Texas Show said, "Don't be a buzzkill, Lonzo. It's just his name." I agree. It's just the guy's name. Texas said, "Maybe he'll land a shaving cream deal through NIL."
I don't understand, but that's fine. I mean,
talking about for Harold Cox, I don't know.
I don't know why that would be a thing.
I mean, I think he could get a what's the special grooming company, Manscaped, the manscaping company?
Well, apparently you don't have one since you don't know what it is.
I mean, I don't have it. The one, you know, the one that Rob Gronkowski used to use. You know what I'm talking about. Harold Cox NIL deals are going to be, but it's because he's such a great golfer. The guy's going to be on the tour one day, and I think it is important that we recognize Harry.
If that guy walked in here, would you know who he was?
Yeah, because I can't tell you how much of his... I'm going to stop that sentence right there, and we're coming back after this on the Rob
Brown. Does he look like Rhett Lashley?
I'm just saying, I think there's a lot of room for Harold Cox to grow on tour. And I think it's important that we recognize him. Welcome to the United States, Harry. Back after this, the Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate.
So you're saying we're not moving on. Is that what you're saying?
That could not have been more appropriately timed if we scheduled it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Midrod Show. It's so good. Kane has started something that has taken over the show. Anyway, good luck to Harold Cox and his golf career. You know what? I don't even need to make all the golf jokes. You know what all the golf jokes are that I can make right here. You know what they are. I'm going to leave them alone because my mother texted me during the break, and I quote, "Are you high?" End quote. No, I'm sophomoric. There's a difference. Okay?
All right.
Sophomoric means I'm smart and educated, but I still appreciate a good wiener joke.
Okay, compared to what you were when you first got here late.
Oh, I've come alive, baby.
We're still on time for the show, people.
We're alive.
In case the powers that be are listening, he was here in time.
Oh, I was.
Plenty
of
time.
Yeah, I had the sports flash written. All right, I did my job. I just did it in a hurry. Okay, I did it in a hurry. I'm not high. I'm sophomoric, which means I'm a big Harold Cox fan, rooting for that guy, hoping that guy goes to the moon. All right, let's go. All right, I don't even know where to go from here. Let's just read a comment or two, shall we? Kane said, "Good morning, Rod. Pop-Tarts Bowl was electric. Everyone settled down about the CFP. We're not curing cancer. No need to pick NFC wildcard winners because they're going to lose to them Lions." And then I won't read the last part so that Lonzo doesn't pull a hamstring getting to the dump button. But I said he's a big Harold Cox fan.
He's practicing. I mean, please don't test it, though.
Got to get that Jameis Winston hip twist in.
I'm more worried about the leg giving out on my way back to the button.
Got a quick twist.
You're not violent enough.
Yeah, because I'm like, I feel that. Ah.
Well, it loosens things up for sure.
Got to go the other way, though. Got to get that twist in both directions. All right. James said, "The show was very professional today. The powers that be should be happy." I agree. From where we were to where we started to now.
By the way, if we get told we were very professional today, I think we're in trouble.
Yes. The show was never intended to be professional. I am go ahead and promise you that. All right. Let's...
You just can't move on, can you? I mean, you're trying. You don't really want to move on.
I don't. I absolutely want. I'm a golf fan, Lonzo. The TGL is starting tonight. It is on the calendar. The lady friend, even for the record, and this is why I'm excited, she's excited about it. Now, she's a very casual golf fan. She throws a Masters party every year, right? Last year, our entire house was green and yellow for Masters weekend. We invited all the guys over on Sunday. We watched the Masters. It was phenomenal. But she's fringe golf. She loves a lefty, right? She loves Phil Mickelson. She likes Rory McIlroy a lot. She thinks he's boy next door cute, which, I mean, he is. Come on. And for the record,
is Cox spelt with two X's?
Nope, just the one.
Okay.
Be hilarious if it was three, but it's just the one.
Okay, I'm typing in my chapters here.
Harold Cox.
Okay.
Now, that's not what he goes by, and you should put what he goes by.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing it.
I mean, I don't.
You can go back and correct it if you want, if you even know how.
I want you to know I was moving on. I'm excited about the TGL. The lady's excited about the TGL. I kind of showed her the write-up in the format.
So it isn't one of those where she's just excited that you're excited?
No. For the record, how do I say this? She loves that I get excited about things, but me getting excited about a thing doesn't make her excited about the thing, right? Like if I go, yeah, I'm really pumped tonight because the Pelicans are playing the Wizards and we might win a game. She doesn't go, oh, okay, I'm going to sit down and watch. She's like, all right, great. Because I'll be in there with Olivia Benson.
Realistic and knowing that that's probably
not. No, we've beat the Wiz too straight. They're the only team in the league we can build, right? We suck.
All right.
But Zion's coming back next week to play his 3 to 4 games before he hurts himself again. Ugh.
The upstate zone.
Dude, I'm just not. Now I'm sad again. I was having so much fun. Now I'm bummed again. Anyway, she gets excited about it. She gets excited when the sports things I like cross over with the sports things she likes. She loves tennis, right? She's a big tennis. She watches all the tennis. Specifically, when Venus and Serena were at the top of their game, she loves women's tennis. I love women's tennis. So whenever the majors come around, we schedule to watch those together. Big tournaments, right? Like I went last year, our buddy Joey B., had an extra ticket to go up to the U.S. Open at Pinehurst. I went up there with him. She was pretty jealous about that. She's like, "Dude, man, I want to go to that, right?" So we're gonna try to get up to the closest golf tournament we can get to this year. She likes golf, but she likes her golfer. She likes Lefty. She likes Rory. It drives me nuts about Rory McIlroy because she's like, "Oh, he's just boy next door cute," and I'm like, "That dude is yoked." I don't know what door you were living next to that guy's walking out of it. That guy's absolutely yoked. Probably not. If that's boy next door, you need to move to a neighborhood where guys like me live. All right. So, I showed her the format. She saw the ESPN commercial when I was watching the playoff games, and she's like, "What's that?" I was like, "Oh, okay." So I went and pulled up the YouTube video where they kind of walked through and explained the whole thing, and she was like, "I think I can get into that." I was like, "Yeah." Because her problem with golf is, like many people's problems with golf, is that if you tune in for a golfer, you get that golfer once every, 15, 20 minutes? If he's in contention for the tournament, maybe you get him once every 5, 6 minutes. So for her, if she's tuning in to watch Phil, or she's tuning in to watch Rory, or she's tuning in to watch Dustin Johnson, DJ, right? He's from here. He's a Columbia guy. He's a Gamecock. If she's tuning in to watch these guys, she only gets a few minutes, which means she's effectively killing time to then watch DJ hit a shot. And then she's back out, right? So I showed her this, and she's like, "Okay, I can get into this, right? I can get into this. I'm going to go for the team that my favorite golfers play for, and that's going to be my team, and this is going to be, it's going to be fast-paced, right? Guy hits a shot, bang, next guy up, let's move on. It's going to be fast paced. Everybody, it's only 6 guys, so it's not like there's 110 golfers on the course. It's 6 rotating through. So I showed her the YouTube video for it. She's like, "Okay, I think I can get into this." This is why I'm excited about this. I'm excited about it because here is somebody that watching golf for me, especially in the off season when it's not football season. Football season, she kind of knows that I'm watching a lot of football. I'll make exceptions. You know, if there's like an event that she's got going on, it's like, all right, I'll skip a couple of games to go do your thing because you let me watch all the football. I'm watching football Thursday night. I'm watching football Friday night. I'm watching football all day Saturday. I'm watching football all day Sunday. I'm watching football on Mondays. If it's a hot, steamy Wednesday or Tuesday night action game, I'm watching football Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Like, I'm watching football more than I'm not watching football. So when the offseason rolls around, I do my best to make it up to her, right? She owns my weekends. When the basketball tournament ends in March and we roll into April, May, June, she runs my weekends. And I that's what I want. I want to do everything you want to do when it's not football and basketball season, because when football and basketball season roll around, I'm checking back out. That's just how it goes. Unfortunately, you picked to marry me. You made the mistake, not me. So golf during peak golf, April, May, June, July, it's kind of tough for me to dedicate more than, a handful of minutes every now and then, but I love golf and I want to talk about golf on the radio. I'm excited about this because, no, I mean, I'm excited. I'm interested to see what it looks like. I'm excited about it because she's excited about it. Because when I put it on the calendar, it's like, I have to watch this. It might not be an every week thing, but it's going to be a tonight thing because I want to see the debut of it. She's like, oh, can I watch that with you? Absolutely.
This sounds like the equivalent of watching esports. I would love to participate, but watching
it is not. But it's not, though. It's not, though. This is
I
not.
I get there's a physical element to
this
it.
This is, they are playing golf. They are hitting golf balls. They are hitting golf balls.
Okay.
Right? They are playing golf. Now, here's the thing. I would assume that, maybe incorrectly, I'm going to have an easier time talking you into watching this than I am going, hey, you want to sit down and watch Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of a golf tournament from 2 p.m. until 7 p.m. every day? No, you're not doing that. Let's be honest with each other. But if I said, hey, do you want to watch 1 hour of the same guys, the best golfers on planet Earth? Do you want to watch 1 hour of it video game style? I suspect I'm more likely to be able to hook you, not talk, but hook you on that than I am going, hey, let's watch the Masters, which starts Thursday at 2 and wraps up Sunday at 8 p.m.
By the way, I always watch a good portion of the Masters, and I hate watching people play video games.
Here's what I know. What I know is I showed the wife the preview, and she's like, can I watch that with you? Yes. And I'm excited about it because if she looks and she watches this and she gets to know players, you know what that means? She finds 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more golfers that she likes because she attaches the personality. And then when the tournament rolls around in 2 weeks and they're playing in the whatever open out in Houston, and I go, hey, all those guys that you watched when Boston played Atlanta in the TGL, all those guys are playing. She'll go, now I got more guys I like. More guys I root for. Now I'm in. And now Rob Brown gets to watch more golf. I'm excited. One segment left. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show. Let's go, Harold! Final segment of the Rob Brown Show is underway right now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob the Great One, Lonzo, and you. 844-326-3663, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E is the number. Be a part of the show. It's the last minute for votes. Our text message poll of the day. Text your answer to 844-326-3663. You got 30 seconds. How many non-playoff bowl games did you watch? Text none, one, two, or more. And text the word, not the number. None, one, two, or more. Text your answer in the next 20 seconds to 844-326-3663. How many?
That sounded wet. That's not good. I mean.
Well, now I just talked out the last chance to text your vote. You got 4 seconds. I don't need to explain it again. We're out of time. Something just jumped up from the back of my throat into my throat.
I don't think you need to be that descriptive.
Oh, that was fun. I think we're good now. That one, it's still kind of there a little bit, to be honest with you. It's still, all right, I think we're good now. Hang on. Okay, now we're good. By the way, if you haven't tried it yet, the Monster Ultra Vice Guava, big fan.
Thought you were trying to not.
Did you see me this morning?
Yeah, I did.
I was death warmed over this morning. All right?
Yes, John Cena, I saw you this morning.
But we never say never. I am also, Triple H, if you're listening, I am also declaring myself in the Royal Rumble this year.
Okay, you go for it.
Okay.
And it's a little known secret that I will be John Cena's final opponent in his retirement year.
I wasn't going to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it.
You guys guessed it right.
It's me. Raw was good. I had some questions.
If being on Netflix means that they can extend entrances and take forever to do some things and then only have like 4 matches, that's, you know, when it's 10 o'clock and they've only wrestled twice and I got to go to bed, that's a problem.
So that is one of the interesting points about this. One of the interesting...
hopefully it was just because it's the first one and because it's in L.A. We'll see, like a month from now, will it be the same show?
There gets to be a point where I feel like... Remember I said about college football a few minutes ago? That sometimes when you try to force more entertaining, you take away from the heart and soul of the thing that we love. And so when I tune in, I'll give you a couple of examples. I tune in. The intro, I thought, with Triple H was dope, right?
It was.
Thought that was dope.
And with the ring.
Yeah.
I thought
the intro was super dope. I thought the reveal of Triple H, I thought his little promo to start.
It's very controversial, though, because of the things that he said and about faces and heels and all that kind of stuff.
Sure. But, yeah. I mean, that's wrestling. I think wrestling people looked at... If you haven't watched wrestling in a long time or you've never watched wrestling, that probably went over your head. But if you're a long-term wrestling fan, it made perfect sense.
Or I thought, you watched it and went, wait a minute. They know they're saying it's not real.
Yeah, I mean kayfabe's not dead. We blur the lines a little bit. I thought it was great. So, but the point here is, I thought the intro was great. You went directly to The Rock cutting a promo. But here's my problem: what did The Rock come out and do? The Triple H didn't do better in the opening promo. Like, you went from a promo talking about how electrifying and exciting this new era of wrestling is, and then you had The Rock come out and effectively cut the same promo. But here's the thing. He came out and cut the exact same promo, but he didn't do it as the final boss. He didn't do it as the character that he just got done playing for a year and a half. He came out as the guy who was in Moana as the Rock. He came out as Dwayne. He was Dwayne.
I think it's Moana, not Moana.
Whatever. I'm 40.
He came out as Moana.
He came out as the character from that movie. He came out as Hollywood-washed Rock, not The Rock, not the final boss. So here's my thought. Why did we just have this cat for a year and a half causing all these problems as the final boss, and then he just shows up in L.A. and he's like, Cody Rhodes has put this guy, and he's an amazing guy, and I'm going to go hug him right now.
Yeah,
like, what is this?
Yeah, I didn't get all that. I mean, well, I think a lot of people... me included, expected the storyline to continue when The Rock came back, and instead he was Rock, the guy who just bought a bunch more shares of TKO, and he came out as, I'm the new Vince McMahon. That's how I took it. I'm the boss now, so I'm going to take some time.
I didn't get it. But then you go, okay, all right, fine, I can put that aside. Let's go to Tribal Combat first. Great. And it's an overbooked match. And I'm going to tell you, Buck, I like an overbooked match sometimes. It's fun. But I got a couple of problems with it. Number one, Rock doesn't care anymore. He just doesn't care about that anymore. He doesn't care about the Bloodline feud anymore. To the point that he has been feuding against Roman, but now he's pro-Roman. Not pro-Roman enough to actually come out and help solve this family dispute of his family. Enough to stay in the back and watch it. But enough that he'll still come out and raise Roman's hand, which is 100%, hey, we want to get Roman over as a face. Dwayne says it's okay, everyone. Enough to do that. Then he's chugging vodka on his Instagram with Cody Rhodes in the parking lot afterwards, which, again, I'm pro-chugging vodka in parking lots, but that's a guy you had a blood feud with, literal blood feud with, a year ago. What are we doing here? Like, it didn't make any sense. As Joe pointed out earlier, there were four matches over a 3 hour and 15 minute card. There were four matches and all of that. When you are trying to sell me that your champion is the face of wrestling, not the company, of wrestling. Cody Rhodes is the guy right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You had him in the audience for the opening segment. You had him do a run-in during a not championship event match and then run right back out, and then we never saw him again.
All right, did you get commercials? Because I got commercials.
Oh, yeah, you're getting commercials.
And apparently, you know, if you're overseas, you don't get commercials. So they did a bunch of other stuff in between, which you can watch all that now online. But they did a thing with The Miz and some other stuff like that in between, promo stuff that we didn't get to see. And the transition between the commercials was shaky. They came back. I guess we all watched the same feed. They came back while Cole was already talking. Just a bunch of things like that.
It's much like we said with the 12-team playoffs earlier. Like, there's a chunk of it that is – it's the first time we've ever done this. Like, it's going to be, there's going to be some tinkering with the process.
Yeah, but as far as that goes, transitions between commercials and things. But the fact that...
remember, it used not, to be
they
run...
And they don't, know, run it's, they don't a, know it's commercials, it, probably. They just see the vignettes. I'm talking about the announcers.
No, they have a monitor. I've sat at that table before.
Yeah, but now...
They have a monitor that shows them the TV feed, but they also have, and this is the problem...
But are they watching the vignettes and not the commercials is what I'm saying during
they,
those?
They have, and this is why I know it's Netflix. Because with TBS or USA or whatever networks they've been on in the past, they're going to have a producer in the ear that goes, we're coming back in 3, 2, 1, and then Cole talks. Netflix has never done anything like this outside of that NFL game and the Paul Tyson fight. All of which have sucked up until now. That was, to me, probably the best live event that Netflix has had so far. But I'm not even worried about the production value, because that's going to get better the more they do it. I'm not worried about that.
Hope so.
What I'm worried about is the card, because it got to the point where it felt to me like this was more the WWE bending over to kiss its own butt about how great this deal is and how great Netflix is, to the point that it wasn't a great show. Like, it was a fine show, but I was hyped. This is the first Monday Night Raw I've watched on a Monday night in probably since 2020 when we were in COVID.
Overall, because I only saw two matches because it took 2 hours to get through two matches. The other two matches, along with the ones that I saw, was the wrestling good?
Yeah, the matches were the best part of the night.
Two matches I saw were, but it kind of went chalk, and there was nothing unexpected happening.
No, and that, I think that was kind of interesting. You had Cena come out and cut a whole promo about how much he loves wrestling, and this is his farewell tour. We already know that, John. Right? I mean, it was good, but it was a classic John Cena, nothing's impossible.
They're catering to the world, supposedly, because the world can all see it at the same time.
I'll tell you what this show was. This show was a reintroduction of WWE to people that haven't watched wrestling in a long time or have never watched wrestling. This was, let us introduce you to these characters and where they are in their storylines and what's going on. It was, if you'll pardon a D&D term, it was world building is what they were doing here for the Netflix audience, which, fine, I get that. The matches were good, in my opinion. I very much enjoyed the matches. But there was so much patting themselves on the back how great they are. You have lost The Rock as a compelling character, right? I don't know where you're going with Liv Morgan, which is fine. I mean, she had a run, but Rhea's got the belt now. We all know what that means. That's telegraphed.
It's going to be boring for a while, and then they'll have to take the belt off of her.
It's not boring. Charlotte Flair's coming back at this point.
Well, that's
true.
And
she'll probably, I would expect, come back next Monday on Netflix. All right, real quick, because we're going to talk more about this on Fight Club. The vote tabulation is done. We got the votes. 6% of your votes said you watched no bowl games. 11% said they watched one bowl game, your team and no one else's. 22% of you said you watched two bowl games, yours and your spouse's, your and your rivals, and 61% of you claim that you watched three or more bowl games. Yes, Kay is Bay Adams was there live tweeting it. You know who else was there? The hottest 90 girls of all time, Topanga, was there. I put up a tweet, just a picture of my TV with Topanga that said the best 90s girl. It's sitting at 250 likes from people that are like, yup.
Yep, all 40-year-olds.
She apparently had a showdown with New Day afterwards.
She did. I watched it. Yeah, I watched it during the break while you were out of the room.
Topanga could still get it.
Yeah, it was interesting. All right, let's go ahead and stick with wrestling, the only other one that I have from that, and that is Macaulay Culkin.
Okay. I'm going to tell you straight up. I watched all 3 hours. Macaulay Culkin got the loudest pop of the night.
He got the biggest
pop of the night.
So the 2 hours I saw, the biggest pop. It was, and he played it like he should have.
Yep.
Yes.
Listen, he was great. Topanga got a pop. She was great. Celebrities were getting pops, but it wasn't just so-and-so the rapper. It was the Macaulay Culkin and Daniel Fisher and the celebrities we grew up with, which was fantastic. They got louder pops than the wrestlers did in many spots.
And the majority of those are actually known wrestling fans.
Yeah.
So it Topanga's wasn't
a known wrestling fan. Has been for years.
Same with Culkin. It wasn't like they just suddenly showed up.
You know what it was? It was the, I think the best part about it was the fact that it was wrestling fans who know who their wrestling fans are. They were the ones getting the pops. When they were just like, here's so-and-so that you've never heard of, but he's in a movie. Everybody's like, all right, great. Macaulay Culkin, hell yeah, brother. Oh, it was phenomenal.
Oh, he was feeling it, too.
Oh, he was. He did his hat reveal like he just came out of the crowd. Yeah, it was amazing. Great.
All right. The next thing is asking is DayQuil.
DayQuil. I do not know why DayQuil. I'll tell you this. Big NyQuil guy over here. All right?
You're going to love this. DayQuil is trending because someone named their kid DayQuil. And I guess that DayQuil is also a bully. And so there's a kid come home and said they were being bullied by a kid named DayQuil. So, I mean.
Are we sure it's not DeQuil? I'm sure it's DeQuil.
It says DayQuil.
Hey, were you waiting for The Rock to take the Ulafala and then put it on himself?
Yes.
That's
absolutely.
What I was right.
That would have been.
As soon as he put it on Roman, I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing here?
Yes.
I can't wait for him to put it on himself.
Joe says DayQuil. Fighter of the NyQuil.
Fighter of the NyQuil.
You don't need to. Why are you singing it, man?
That's because it's from a show.
Oh, is it?
It's from Always Sunny in Philadelphia, where there's the whole song and dance about Fighter of the Nightman.
Okay.
It's a great show.
I'm sorry. I don't get it. I don't really like it too much. All right. The next thing that is Xing is, and by the way, don't name your kid DayQuil.
Don't name your kid DayQuil.
All right. The next thing that's Xing is Deshaun Watson.
I think this is why, but I don't know. There is an NFL reporter named Dove Kleiman, and he put up a tweet the other day because apparently Deshaun Watson got engaged this weekend. He put up a video of Deshaun and his fiance like dancing behind their car after their engagement, but he made the mistake of captioning it. It's really hard to not like this guy.
Yeah.
And a bunch of us, including me, were like, no, it's not. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
I am actively disliking him at this very second.
But that was yesterday. Today he's been X-ing because of a setback.
A legal setback or an injury setback?
Injuries. Injury setback.
Okay.
Yeah, so supposedly he's,
I think maybe take him up out of the news for a hot few, I don't know, years?
Yeah.
Might be the move.
And finally.
Finally!
The last thing that's X-ing is Standard Time.
Listen, I don't care how you feel about the incoming administration. I don't care how you feel about the incoming or outgoing congressional representatives from your district and others. Here's what I care about. Get rid of daylight savings time.
The bill has been filed. So,
that's great. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything.
True.
Because at the end of the day, the people who are going to vote on this are basically people who have got lobbyists that are saying we don't want this to go away for reasons.
The fight on the internet, at least, is some people are more for keeping it daylight savings time and the other are for standard time. So it's make
pick
it one. Yeah, pick one and just leave it. We'll get used to it.
I don't care. Make it dark at 5 p.m. or make it dark at 5 a.m. or make it bright. I don't care. Pick one for the love of God. Pick one. Please.
Have a great day, Harold.
Have a great day, Harold Cox. We are all big Harold Cox fans. Y'all have a great rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow to do it all over again, but better on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later!